when I put that project together, I funded the whole thing. The label didn't really assist me with anything at that point, to the extent that they didn't even want me to put the project out.
Welcome back to the Morning News.
Welcome back to another episode of the Morning News. Thank you for listening and sharing. Today, we have such an interesting episode prepared for you. We are joined by the father of Zen, South African musician, Kid X. How are you doing, brother?
I'm well, my dog. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Can't complain. You joining us today on the podcast just means so much to us. So for that, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
2021 has been such a crazy year. How has this year been for you as an artist?
Yeah, it's been crazy. Just a year filled with ups and downs. So as an artist, I think that kind of worked perfectly, because in creating, you sort of want to make sure that your creating represents different spectrums of life and its fluctuation. It was quite an interesting time to be an artist, actually. But I think we managed to get to this stage of the year, which is a beautiful thing. We rode the wave and we came out on the other side.
Would you say that ups and downs were something that inspired your music?
My music is inspired by life itself. So I try and pretty much put myself in like the position of someone who's pretty much experiencing life and trying to discover themselves and trying to get to know themselves and reach for, I guess, a state of enlightenment, or reach for a state of being their best possible self. Then what happens around you, the things that life throws at you, become like a series of tests that you sort of have to be able to manage and to overcome. I think that the best way I could sum up the new body of work that I've just put out pretty much details my journey throughout life, the challenges I've come across, how I've dealt with it, my outlook on life, my perspective when I was still a lot younger in the game, and then how that has changed over the years, and also the things that I'm forecasting, looking to move presently and into the future, and the things that I aspire to do as well.
That's very interesting. You spoke about discovering yourself. I'm just curious, do you still go by Tsotsi for Life, or is it now just the father of Zen?
No, I never went by Tsotsi for Life, just to put that out there. Yeah, that was something that was part of the Cash Time slogan. So it was never a slogan associated to my brand per se. It was more a Cash Time life situation, but obviously Father of Zen is the new stage of my life, and that's what I'm embracing. It's a new energy, it's a new challenge, it's a new thrill. That's pretty much what I'm unpacking at the moment. You know, it's a dope journey. Being a father is such a beautiful gift, and I'm glad that I'm able to share that with the world in my music.
I really just like that, how you're on a journey of discovering yourself. We spoke about 2021 having ups and downs. Have you been able to go for shows this year?
Yes. I think things at some stage started to open up, so it made it possible for at least a bit of live performance, even though the numbers are kind of restricted, but it sort of just went the appetite a bit, because we spent over a year on like serious lockdown where we couldn't do too much. But at the same time, I think for me, better part of that lockdown period was spent creating the music, so it wasn't too much of a hassle for my part, because it allowed me to fully concentrate on what I was working on. Things are starting to open up. I think the past maybe 5-6 months have been more open and more allowing for artists to get out there and to showcase their art and to engage with the fans again, and to just get that entire excitement of a live performance back into picture. Because for the longest time, we were having to resort to doing performances on your digital platforms or on YouTube. And I mean, that doesn't quite the same, because you really just want to interact and engage with the audience in person.
Would you say that's the highlight of being a musician? Because I can imagine standing in front of a crowd, everyone singing your song, also with fans yes. coming to you. Is that the highlight of being a musician?
Yeah, I think it's one of the high points. Definitely. You obviously make the music with the intent of sharing it with people who could then use it to either inspire themselves or to sort of make sense of the situations that they find themselves in. So being able to perform it in front of them and to engage with the audience in real time is always like an exciting thing to do. It's a multifaceted profession, because at the same time, even just being in studio and creating is also quite a thrill, because that's where it all begins. I initially used to enjoy certain parts of it, but I've grown to a stage where I'm starting to enjoy like every single part of this entire thing, because it's like a puzzle. And if you really immerse yourself in it, it shows in how everything happens. So I'm really just finding the beauty in every step of it.
That's a very interesting analogy, how everything's connected. As you grow older, you get to enjoy and appreciate other parts that you might not have appreciated early in your career.
Most def.
And with your shows, do you have any crazy show stories? Have you ever been mobbed? Have fans ever tried harming you or coming onto you?
Yeah, the shows get pretty turned. Just last week, I was out in Togoza, in the East Rand, in Joburg. And obviously, one of the ladies got really excited and she literally just ran up on stage. But the cool thing about that is that she didn't even run up on me, but she ran up on stage, found her little corner on stage and just lost her mind. And for me, that was crazy. And then obviously the security had to come in and get her down and put her back into the crowd. But then she just kept jamming from the crowd and she was like literally in awe of the entire performance. Stuff like that just shows us that, you know what, there's people who really get touched by the music that we do. I guess that kind of keeps you going in days where you feel like, what is the actual reason that I'm still doing it? Because days are not the same. Some days you feel like you're really inspired. Certain days you feel like you shouldn't even bother applying yourselves.
That sounds so surreal of how everyone is singing your song. I think this is something that everyone just really wants to know. How did the name Kid X come to be?
Yeah, I think it's a name that became that because initially was Bone X, actually, when it first took form. This was in grade 9. One of my classmates saw me sketching like a graffiti type of situation where I had almost drawn something that looks like the Orlando Pirates logo because there's the skull and there's the two bones crossing, making an X. And she sort of just read that as Bone X. I think I liked the sound of that, so I just took that and ran. And that was still in my early days as me wanting to be a musician. I'd started writing music, so that became the name that I went under for a while. And then it evolved from there. It went on to become the Kid Bone X, and then I felt like that was too long, and then I went by the Kid X. And then when I first got played on radio, the radio announcer just decided they're just gonna call me Kid X and leave out the THE. So yeah, it became that, and I ran with that.
On the topic of discovering yourself, we just wanted you to explain for all our listeners what masters in music are.
So masters in music are pretty much ownership of the actual song, right? And how that comes about is if you pay for the music, if you pay for the recording and for whatever else in the process, you pretty much own the master and you are free to exploit it however fit you see. It's pretty much the actual original recording of the project. So when you've been working on a body of work, you leave the studio with that single CD or whatever format you've got it on that you take to the record label. And then they print copies of that. So yeah, the master is the original copy. If you're working under maybe a major label and you've got a full-on artist contract, chances are in the contract they stipulate that they will own your masters for a set period of time. But when you're independent, a lot of the times you find that the independent artists end up fitting a lot of the bill for these recordings. So that's pretty much the situation with the master.
And that tweet, may you please explain it? Because I think it was about one of your albums and you didn't want it to be streamed because your masters still belong to Cash Time. What's your relationship now with KO?
Pretty much exactly as I'm saying, right? In terms of the master, I was referring to particularly Three Quarter Pace. When I put that project together, I funded the whole thing. The label didn't really assist me with anything at that point, to the extent that they didn't even want me to put the project out. And then we ended up deciding that I could put it out as long as I call it a mixtape, so that it doesn't really affect them on a brand level if it fails. So I then obviously went on to put the project out and it did what it did, and the labels had to, I guess, walk back their statement and try and get it on digital platforms. That became a tricky thing because for me, maybe back then I didn't really know enough about my rights. I guess as time went on, then I discovered that actually in that situation they were in the wrong for even just acting on my behalf. Yeah, that's pretty much the situation. And obviously in the process of resolving that as we speak, because I feel like it's important just to have my music affairs in order. These masters will go on to feed my kids, you know?
Are you still signed under the Cash Time brand or you left?
No. I was never signed on paper. All of it was really just a gentleman's agreement type of setup. that gentleman's agreement was broken off in like 2016 already. So as things stand, I'm really not affiliated with anyone.
I completely get you. We spoke about you becoming a father, and congratulations on that. You're a father now, you're a family
Thank
man.
You.
Has that yes, played sir. A role in you leading a zenful life?
It has played a role in me leading a zenful life, but I think I was leading a zenful life even prior to me being a father. I'd been maybe about 5 years deep in just that journey, that pursuit. Being a father was a result of that. And so it sort of served as like the cherry on top. It's really helped me find myself.
I really like that about you trying to lead a more straight life. You took a 360 degree turn from the hard kara kara songs and now the father of Zen, which is centered around self-awareness and growth. Do you think the state of hip-hop is now related to sending more positive messages?
I think it definitely is, though. I think if you look at hip-hop in its origin, the main point about hip-hop was really to spread awareness about either issues that society was going through. It was there to teach, you know? I feel like along the way, gotten so much success that we ended up finding ourselves more focused on the celebration and just the good times, and really capturing or focusing our attention on just everything that was working out and that was going so well. But in the midst of that, there were still things that were not really going in favor. There were still societies that felt like our messages are not really being put in the music. Our struggles are not being documented. So I feel like for me now, especially with my third solo project, I felt like it was a perfect time to really just come back to speaking for what me as an individual have really gone through and how I managed to navigate that whole situation and to come back to a place of sanity, to come back to a place where I've got mental clarity and I'm able to move forward in pursuit of my goals. And I think a lot of the time we look down on topics of like mental awareness as hip hop, because the genre itself is very ego based. And on the surface, you're meant to really come off as someone who's got it all together. And there's no room for really like showing any form of weakness. But for me, it's the start of a new decade. And we really just need to look at putting out positive messaging. We find ourselves in a pandemic. And I think as hip hop is a genre that really is the soundtrack for what's happening in the world right now. It's the biggest genre in the world. We have a duty to really just communicate a positive message that's going to shape society and create a positive soundtrack that we can move forward with.
I really respect you as an artist for that, of raising awareness for more issues that a lot of rappers aren't doing. We spoke about mental health, and the first song in your album is called The Cure, and that's very indicative of the whole Zenful project. Before releasing this Father Zen album, you had taken a 2-year break. And what were you doing in the 2 years?
I was on a journey of self-discovery, to put it quite simply. Yeah, I felt like I needed that break simply because as a musician, your schedule is, it's a loop, right? You're in the studio, you make the song, you put it out, you're on the road, you're gigging from show to show, you're back in studio recording, you step out, you go to another show, you go to an interview, you go shoot a music video, you're back in the studio. So it's so redundant that you barely have time to really have any other experience outside of that entire cycle. So for me, it was important just to have experiences that can enrich in my experience of life, so that when I come back to the music, I've got something to say because I've experienced things. And for me, that was important because you really want your bodies of work to also just showcase the different stages of your life. I think with this body of work, I came back with just so many changes in my life. And my perspective had also shifted on a lot of things. So I needed to make sure that I document that in a proper way that I felt like artistically was on par with just like the standard that I want to put out there.
You've had hard street classics. And were you worried about the reception from your fans as you came back as a different man? Did you think it would be the same reception as songs like Kara Kara got?
That did cross my mind. But I realized that my responsibility with being a musician is bigger than me worrying about just how a certain percentage of the market would view my new release. I knew that the purpose of the new release was greater than a few people who don't understand it. looking down on it or feeling away about it. I knew that the people who need to hear this message will appreciate it beyond their wildest dreams. So I felt like it's really my calling to draw attention to the type of subject matter that I cover on this album, simply because I've experienced the other side of the coin, hence you mentioning songs like Kara Kara and the very street party anthems, very crazy fast life type of vibe. I've experienced that. And it's important for me to showcase that it's possible to turn things around no matter what your starting point is. That's pretty much what I tried to capture on this album. And I feel like the people who are ready for the message will definitely resonate with it, and it will make a difference to them. It'll mean something to them.
A lot of artists only get their flowers when they've passed away. We'd just like to say thank you so much for your input on music and the style that you brought. A lot of artists come saying, I want to change the game, but you've done so much for hip hop. And for that, we'd just like to thank you so much.
Wow, that means a lot, man.
Who do you think is the future of SA hip hop?
I think we've got a lot of exciting new talent. You've got people like Blackie who are just totally killing it right now. You've got people like Big Hash who are also super talented, who are taking things to the next level. There's a lot of talent, dog. Also, for me, I'm also more interested in just like the headspace of an artist, you know? I think I'm at a place right now where I'm very big on just mindfulness and the type of message that we put out in the music, because I recognize that that energy that you put into a song is gonna affect society. And you really want to have a positive effect on society. So I'm also just on the lookout for artists who are that self-aware and are that conscious about the type of stuff that they're creating.
Do you listen to any Zimbabwean artists?
I actually came into contact with some really amazing artists this past weekend in Bulawayo. I got to see Tanto Wavy on stage. His music is crazy. Like that was for me very refreshing to my ear. I also got to hear an artist called Sun, and he's also got like mad energy, a lot of potential. I'm always on the lookout just for new, fresh talent, even if I can't do much for them. But I think I'm always in a space for collaboration and for just exchanging ideas and for being able to lend my brand to whoever is looking like the next kid who looks like they've got potential and they've got the drive to really take things to the next level. So if you've got some artists that you'd like to recommend, feel free, bro, to send me some links as well so I can check them out.
I will. In every podcast, we have a signature question, which is, what does happiness mean to you?
Happiness for me means being comfortable in my own skin and being free enough to express myself how I feel that I need to. And just being around people that I love and people who love me. Yeah, that's definitely what I define as happiness.
That's very interesting, just being surrounded by your loved ones. And with that, I'd just like to say thank you so much, sir, for joining us on the podcast. We wish you the best in all your endeavors.
Thank you so much for having me, man. I totally enjoyed this. I appreciate you guys. Yeah, a lot of respect for y'all. Keep doing what y'all are doing. Y'all are pushing the culture forward, and that's really dope.
Thank you.